الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by Are We Going to Be Destroyed while we have pious people amongst us. I started the khutbah by khutbah al-haja as usual, and then I said, O Muslims, are we going to be destroyed while pious people are still amongst us? This question was raised by one who has a heart that is filled with iman, stable with the Quran, and had tranquility with the remembrance of Ar-Rahman. However, this heart knew the way of Allah in dealing with His creation. And this heart also knew the combination of the prideness of this worldly life and safety and protection in the hereafter. As what Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 40 and 41, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. And here Allah Ta'ala indeed supports those who support Him, meaning those who spread the religion of Allah and defend it. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Indeed Allah is all powerful, or Ana. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those whom, if we give them the power on earth, أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, they establish the prayer, وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةِ, they give out the zakah, the obligatory zakah, وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and they enjoin the good, وَنَاوَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and they forbid the evil, وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ, and to Allah the return of all matters. Yes, O slaves of Allah, indeed the one or the owner of this heart is the mother of believers, Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha. That woman who knew by the light of iman that the goodness of this ummah, which is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 110, would never be found, would never be gained, except with what the answer of this question contains. And whenever the answer of this question is practiced, when she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we going to be destroyed while the pious people are still amongst us? Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 110, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You were the best nation, the best ummah that is sent to, or that is brought out to people. Now, the tense here is past tense, but it does not necessarily mean only in the past, because what's coming is present and future. The causes of goodness is made to be in the tenses of present tense and future. It began from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, definitely, who used to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. whether it is in a matter in matters of aqidah, belief, when people make mistakes in belief, like when he saw the man in many, many occasions, a man wearing a bracelet of cover. And he asked him, what is this for? He said, it is for a sickness called wahina. He said, remove it, as it only causes you more weakness. And if you die while wearing it or while believing in it, you will never succeed. It means that you'll go to fire. And he hears the man saying, "Ma sha Allah wa shi'ta." He said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "What Allah wills, and what will exist is what Allah wills and what you will." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned very angry and he said, "Aja'altani lillahi niddan? Are you raising me to be an equal of Allah? Say, MashaAllah wahda." He also saw a man or hear the man saying, "Ij'al lana dhat anwar. Assign a tree for us to hang our swords on it to seek the blessings." He saw a sallam turned very angry then and he said, "You have said exactly like what Banu Israel said to Musa, assign a God for us," meaning besides Allah, meaning besides Allah. Look at that. All these things from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to join the good and forbid the evil. Today, how many evil is seen amongst the Muslims in the issue of aqidah? Look at Muslims today, calling other than Allah, "Ya Jilani, Ya Tijani, Ya this, Ya this," slaughtering for other than Allah by the grave of the waliyun. "Oh, we need this, we need that." Fearing other than Allah. Fearing the wali, fearing the jinn, the magician. Going to other than Allah. Going to the magicians. "Keep my wife love me. Keep my husband love me. Find me my lost province, whatsoever, or lost properties." All these are evil in the issue of aqidah, belief. Look to how Rasulullah dealt with it and how people deal with it today. And the issue of manners. He was harsh to one who lied. He was harsh to one who cursed even the camel. He was very tough. He dealt very toughly. When he heard the woman cursing her camel who is going very slow, he said, "Where is this camel which has been cursed?" They said this. He said, "Okay, release it now." No camel which is cursed to accompany us. It's not because of the camel. Camel didn't do nothing. But it's a lesson given to us. Don't curse. One who drunk, he did not say it's my friend or my companion, sorry. One who fornicated, one who stole it, one who this one, Rasulullah sallam forbid all these evils. Look how people deal with it today. He sallam said, "Wallahi law anna Aisha bint Muhammadin sarqat laqata'tu yadaha." By Allah, if Aisha, the daughter of Muhammad, stole, I will cut. Fatima, I said Aisha. Fatima bint Muhammad, sarqat laqata'tu yadaha. If Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, stolen, I would have cut her hand. Look at it today. You know your son doing all the crimes. He just keep quiet. And when people speak about it, you defend. No, he's a pious son, I know him. Liar. You're not forbidding the evil. And even when police find him doing the wrong, you go and assign a lawyer to defend him. And you tell him, don't worry, we are winning the case, you are going to be released. Subhanallah. You're cheating who? Nah? And yes, O slaves of Allah, it is not only Zainab radiallahu anha who asked Rasulullah sallam this, or who knew the necessity of this and the danger of it as well. Necessity of forbidding the evil and joining the good, and also the danger of abandoning it. Not only Zainab knew that, but look, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar ibn Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, Ali ibn Abi Talib, all the Sahaba, all the Khulafa, even from Bani Umayyah, Bani Abbas, etc. They all knew that. They practiced it. Yani some very much and some very little, but they practiced it based on their iman. Look at Al-Faruq, the distinguisher, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he read this ayah, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, ayah 110 of Surah Al-Imran, he swore and he said, Wallah, the end of this ayah cannot exist until the beginning of it exists. What is the end of it? Allah Ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تأمرون بالمعقوب وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. This is the end of it. تؤمنون بالله. Meaning, you cannot be believers in truth until you practice the أمر معروف ونهى عن المنكر. How come a believer accept the منكر? How come? Or keep quiet of the منكر? Yes, all slaves of Allah. It is not only her, Zainab radiallahu anha, who asked this question, which means that she has a very high class of worry and a proper understanding of the destruction that can happen from abandoning this type of exercise. This thing which has been ignored by the masses of Muslims today, this woman, Zainab radiallahu anha, asked who? Asked the one that no one could have the answer better than him. Because he never speak out of desire, but it is a revelation from Allah. And then he said, as in Sahih Bukhari, she asked him, أَنَهْلِكُ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ, are we going to be destroyed while the pious ones are still amongst us? Isa Salam said, نعم. Yes. Yes. Look at this, yes. To whom it is said? To Zainab, the mother of believers, wife of Rasulullah. To the Sahaba, the best of mankind after the prophets. That the best of mankind after the prophets. And he said to them, yes, you are going to be destroyed. You are going to be destroyed. Even though you are very pious. But when? إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبْثُ. إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثُ. When the evil increases so highly. The evil is going to happen. Shaitan is not dead. But it will increase when we all keep quiet. That is the meaning of it. Otherwise, the khabat, the evil increases. What the Sahaba can do with it? Yani, did they hope it to happen? Did they help to make it exist? No. But it means that it cannot exist. It cannot increase, sorry. It cannot increase and be spread so widely except if you all keeping quiet. No one is condemning it. No one is objecting it. No one is correcting it. Then of course it's going to be spread widely. Of course. So this means no more pious people, because these pious people are not practicing their exercise. They are not doing their duty. That's a problem. That's a problem. Or maybe they are doing, but their resistance is too weak. Maybe because of themselves. Maybe because of the evil that became very big. But anyway, when the evil spreads widely, then the destruction is expected. Look at it today. Look at it today. When the Muslims are living without any stress, I can say maybe here, not yani definitely, but here may be the best in terms of stress. And look to wherever you go. Wherever you go, the stress is found. Oppression is found. Humiliation is found. Why? And by the way, dignity is not found. Why? Simply because the masses of the Muslim Ummah are not only stepping back from Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar, but they are even blaming the one who is doing it. Blaming. Say, why you push your nose in matters that does not concern you? Why you are trying to interfere into others' cases? Everyone is free. Let people do whatever they want. They are going to see it on the day of resurrection. Of course we know that. Allah knows that. The Prophet knows that. But Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, you have to do it. Allah is not asking you to do it because you cannot do it. La. Because the iman is a practical thing. It's not only something in the heart. No. Iman got to be seen on you, on your life. Got to be seen. It's not only just something you say. I'm a believer. La. Iman is not only to do the positive things which is yani too personal to you, feeling, or even public, like yani helping others and donating and no, but there is something very important, ikhwan. Look, if a government says that we are not going to have an army, no police, no army, no police, we are only going to have aid organizations. So we are going to yani, give money, give food, and is that enough to keep this government exist? La wallahi. With lesser than a year, maybe a month, this government will go. Because the evil is there, the shaitan is there. And the people of evil are there. They're not going to leave it like that. You have to protect it by the police from the inside evil and the army from the outside evil. Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy al Munkar is the real army and police of the Muslim Ummah. This is the safety of the Muslim Ummah. This is the safety of the Muslim Ummah. The question is the evil now spread already? Is it already existing? I swear by the Lord of the Kaaba that yes, it is spread very widely. And spread in the whole Ummah to the limits that it became a cause of the deferring of hearts. As the Prophet said. Look at, go to the markets, go to the beach, go to the hospital, go to the hospital, go to the universities, go to the schools, go to even to the mosques, go to even to the mosques, you will see the evil. The evil does not necessarily mean yani seduction. A man seducing a woman. No, it's one type of evil. But in the masajid there is evil of aqidah, evil of bid'ah, evil of many things. And even the theft. And even the bad things happen. Why is that? Because people are not practicing the amr ma'roof and nahy al-munkar. They are not. In the hadith, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that before you, those who were before you from Bani Israel, and Bani Israel means the Yahud and the Christians, both. They were, whenever one of them finds the other doing a sin, he forbid it. He forbid it. He condemn it. But why? Just to be seen before Allah that he did this. He doesn't want it to change. He doesn't want it to change. What proves that? Look. The hadith. He sits to him. وواكله, he eats with them. وشاربه, he drinks with them. كأنه لم يره على خطيئة بالأمس. Like if he never saw him yesterday on his sin. Look at that. The situation today, Ikhwan, is even worse. You might sit to your friend while he is doing the evil and you don't care. You don't care. Why? Because he's a friend, you don't want to lose him. He's a relative that you don't want to lose him. Look at that. Worse than the Yahud. The Yahud, in the day in which that the man is doing the evil, they condemn it. But the following day they become friends. Even though they know that he did not change it. He's still doing it. But Muslims today, many Muslims today, they are pious in themselves. But they go and sit to the one who are even wrong. They go and sit with them while they are doing their sins. When you tell them, they say, what can we do? We advise him, he doesn't listen. Okay, he doesn't listen, you don't stay with them. Leave him. Oh, leave him. If I'm going to leave everyone make mistake, I will stay alone. Stay alone. So what's wrong with that? Stay alone. You are not alone anyway. You are not alone. You are leaving all this for Allah. Allah is with you. Allah is with you. The Prophet ﷺ said, when Allah Ta'ala saw this from Bani Israel, he set the enmity between their hearts by cursing them on the tongue of their prophets Isa ibn Maryam, Dawood, and Isa ibn Maryam. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. That is because they disobeyed and they were yani wronging themselves and practicing the wrong. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. And then Isa said, by the one whom my soul is in his hand, لتأمرن بالمعروف. You're going to enjoy the good. ولتنهن عن المنكر. And you're going to forbid the evil. ولتأخذن على أيدي المسيء. And you're going to hold the wrongdoer. To take his hand, meaning to stop him from doing it, the wrong that he's doing. وَلَتَعْطُرُنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ أَطْرًا. And you're going to force him to do the truth and leave the false by force. أَوْ لَيَضْرِبَنَّ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَ بَعْضِكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. أَوْ لَيَضْرِبَنَّ اللَّهُ بِقُلُوبِ بَعْضِكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Or Allah Ta'ala is going to hit the heart of yours one to the other, meaning sit enmity and you find no friendship with each other. وَيَلْعَنَكُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَهُمْ. And he, Allah Ta'ala, is going to curse you like how he cursed Bani Israel. Don't say we are Muslims, no relatives to Allah. We are not kinships of Allah. لا أخي. There are no kinships with Allah. Allah is the one. Allah is alone. We are only slaves. You got to know your reality. You are a slave. Allah is the master. Allah commands and you obey. Allah forbids and you stay away. So you have to do your turn, your role, before you be wrong and buried. It is not only that Allah Ta'ala may set enmity in your hearts and curse you as he cursed the Bani Israel, but it is even farther than that. It means if you don't practice, if you don't enjoy the good and forbid the evil, your dua is not going to be accepted. Subhanallah. Look at it today. How many dua they make? Lots of dua. Lots of dua. Year and 2 years now, dua for Syria, nothing. Nothing. They're like in square one. Nothing. Why? Look at this. They don't look back to this hadith. The Muslims are praising themselves more than the Yahud. The Yahud said that we are the children of Allah and we are the most beloved by Allah. Allah cursed them for that. Muslims are doing almost the same. They are seeing the wrong and they are ignoring it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. In the hadith agreed upon on the authority of Hudhayfah ibn al-Yamar radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. By the one whom my soul is in his heart, by the one whom my soul is in his hand, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You enjoy the good. وَلَتَنَهُنَّ عَلْ مُنْكَرِ. And you forbid the evil. أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِّنْهُ. Or it is about that Allah Ta'ala sends on you or to you a punishment from him. From him. Look at this. What does it mean from him? Could be anything. Could be anything. Could be illnesses. Could be poverty. Could be worries. Could be earthquake. Could be volcanoes. Could be enemies from outside. Could be anything. Anything. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ. And then you subjugate him, meaning to raise this arm which falls on you. فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. And then it is not going to be accepted from you. It's not going to be accepted from you. And in Musnad Ahmad, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the Prophet ﷺ said, مُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَدْعُوا فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Enjoy the good and forbid the evil before it comes the time when you supplicate, but it is not going to be accepted from you. And Allah Ta'ala has clarified that in Surah Tawbah, ayah 71, when he mentioned the most clear characteristics of this ummah and the very apparent attributes of it. Allah Ta'ala said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. The believer males and females are supporters of each other, are awliya of each other. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They enjoy the good. وَيَنْعَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And they forbid the evil. So all slaves of Allah, do what you are commanded to do of this great worship, which is the guarantee of your safety and provider of the victory of Allah to you and a cause of acceptance of your supplications. Enjoying the good, forbid the evil, hold the false and foolish ones from doing what they're doing before the boat sink in the ocean. I said what I said, and I seek forgiveness from myself and for you all from every sin, as He, Allah Ta'ala, is the all-forgiver, all-merciful. This was the first part of the khutbah, and then I began the second part, by praising Allah, the one who informed His slaves by His ability, that He is able to do everything. Allahu ala kulli shayin qadir. And Allah Ta'ala is able to do everything. وَأَنْذَرَهُمْ إِنْهُمْ أَعْرَضُوا شَدِيدًا. And He warned them, if they turn away from His command, that His punishment is severe. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but He, Allah Ta'ala, alone, without any partners. I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his companions, his family and his companions. Afterwards, O slaves of Allah, it has been clarified with the proofs and evidences that has no possibility of doubts, that has no doubt at all, to every wise Muslim, that enjoining the good and forbidding the evil is obligatory upon every individual of this ummah. Every individual, male or female. Everyone based on his ability. As in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reported by Imam Muslim, that he said that I hear the Messenger of Allah saying, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا. Any one of you, anyone, meaning any one of the Muslims. You are one of the Muslims or not? If you are one of the Muslims, then this hadith means you, is for you. Any one of you finds a munkar. Ra'a here means finds, not necessarily saw it. Because some munkar you cannot see it, you just hear it. So anyone finds a munkar, finds an evil, then let him to change it. But how? Here comes the ability. بِيَدِهِ, by his hand. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. But if he is not able to change it by his hand, فَبِلِسَانِ, then by his tongue. فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. And if he is not able to change it by his tongue, then فَبِقَلْبِ, by his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ لِهِ. In this hadith, it has been made very clearly that some of the Muslims, that it is obligatory on some of the Muslims to change the evil by hand. And that is only for one who has power, the like of the people on authority. Whether high authority or low authority, whatever evil under your authority, you have to change it by Quran. Whatever evil that is below your authority, meaning you are responsible for it, you have to change it by hand. No? And the father with his son, the husband with his wife and children. And not only these ones, but even if a man saw a munkar in the street, that if he does not change it now, it will go to a greater munkar. It become more evil. What is that example? You are in a street and you saw a man abusing a woman. You don't say, oh, he is not my son, he is not my worker, he is not my akhi. Oh, I will go and call the police. I will go and call the Hayat al-Amr al-Ma'ruf. No, 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 no. This munkar will not wait until you call. You have to stop it by your hand. Oh, they are going to harm me. They are going to cut my clothes. They are going to... Akhi, fi sabilillah, you have to stop this munkar. You don't want your wife to be raped. While someone come and say to you that I saw them but I did not stop them because I feel that they harm me. You're going to punch him. How come you let them take my daughter or my wife? Or how come? You don't wait until the crime happens. And then you go and call police or La akhi here, be brave. Fi sabilillah. If you are killed, fi sabilillah, you are a martyr. Don't leave it. But there are some munkar, no. Yani, you know someone who doesn't pray and is very aggressive. You think that if I speak to him or if I go and hold him by hand or something like that, he's going to harm me. No problem. Like this, you can speak to someone else. You can speak to the Hayatul al-Ma'ruf like that. But some crime, some evil, you cannot wait for. You cannot wait. You cannot wait until someone comes. Huh? You see somebody holding a gun and want to shoot a Muslim or even a kafir, but it's not in the button. He's a kafir, he's not Muslim, but he's not a warrior. He's not a soldier, he's not a fighter. He's a civilian. And this person, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, is carrying, pointing the gun to his head. And you can come and push him or do something to stop it. But you say, no, I'm not his father, I'm not his supervisor, I'm not his... That's silly. Or I'm going to call the police. When the police comes, the police will come just to investigate. That's it. They're not even going to touch the body because another people come to... take this body and bury it. It's finished, done. So this is not the understanding of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar. You have to estimate it. Sometimes you have to go in and involve into it. Sometimes you just call. Just call. Huh? And now, in the end of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And if you can't change it by your hand, you can't change it by your tongue, then at least you change it by your heart. How to change it by heart? It means you hate it. You hate this thing. You hate it. You hate it to happen, to exist. How can we know that you hate it or you don't? If you go and sit with the doer of it normally, then you are not hating it. You don't hate it. What can prove that you hate it? Someone smokes cigarettes, which is haram, definitely. You smoke to him, he doesn't stop. and it's okay for you to sit while he's smoking. No one does it. Why? Because, oh, he's going to harm me by the smoke. Okay, if you see him doing something wrong, if you see him going for riba, and you advise him, he doesn't listen, he still wants to go and get a riba loan, what do? You continue to be with him and sit with him? No. You have to show him that you hate him. You have to show him that this is wrong. But be careful. The munkar is what the Sharia of Islam says that it is munkar, not what you say it is munkar. It's not based on your on what you like and what you don't like. No. It's not on your desire. But it is on what the Sharia accepts, what the Sharia doesn't accept. That means you have to have the proof that this is munkar according to the Sharia. You have to have the proof that it is munkar according to the Sharia. Now, the Prophet ﷺ said that there is no, that is the lowest amount of iman when you hate it by your heart. That is the lowest. In the other hadith, he said, وَلَيْسَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ إِيمَانِ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةِ خَرْدًا. There is nothing after this level, of objecting the evil by heart. There is nothing lower than that. And there is no iman in this heart, even of amount, of the amount, of the size of the atom, or the dust, piece of dust. Yani this heart does not have iman even of an amount that equals the size of the dust, of the piece of dust. Meaning this heart is empty of iman when he doesn't hate the evil. But again, the evil which the Sharia says it's evil, not based on what you like or what you don't like. So fear Allah, our slaves of Allah, and do what can provide or what can protect your communities and your individuals and even your families, and protect your iman, and know that you are seen by the one who nothing can be hidden from him, and you are in the hand of the one who nothing can escape from him. He is the one who all the soldiers of the heavens and earth belongs to. And he is Allah, the all honor, the all wise. And no one knows the soldiers of your Lord except him, Allah alone. And it is only a reminder. All slaves, all Muslims, cooperate with your rulers and people of authority in conducting the Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar in your countries. And especially in the land of the two holy mosques here in Saudi Arabia. Because Allah Ta'ala blessed you by this government which have a high jealousy for the religion of Allah. And they defend it by all means. And they never felt tired of spreading it in all around the world. And never become weak of defending it. This government which has no any equivalent in this time. And Allah Ta'ala has raise the proof against you by this government when they found the Department of Hay'at al-Amr bil-Ma'roof and Nahy al-Munkar, which is known to some of you by the religious police, in order to obtain the Amr bil-Ma'roof and Nahy al-Munkar properly. This department has already made a website on the internet that if you see any munkar, any evil, you just send them. You just fill up the application and send it. Press on the button, it goes and they deal with it. And all the information you put about yourself or about the munkar, highly secured. It's not going to be brought out, no way. It's going to be hidden. It's going to be safe. And you're going to be safe. Don't worry, you're not going to be harmed by conveying the information to them. And by that, you have practiced al-amr bil-ma'roof and nahy al-munkar by your hand, even if you have no authority. Because you typed it and sent it to them that you saw this munkar in this place. Munkar, any munkar. You see a shop doesn't close in the salat time. You see people doing something wrong in anywhere. Today you have the internet in your phone. So if you are driving and you see anything, you just send it. Let them do their duty. You have done your role. And before Allah you are free and you are rewarded. Now it is their turn. If they go and do or they don't, then they are responsible before Allah Ta'ala for that. And I ended up the khutbah by reciting the ayat from ayah 67 to ayah 72 of Surah Al-Tawbah, which the Amr al-Ma'roof and Nahy al-Munkar, and how the Ummah can reach the goodness of it and gain the victory from Allah Ta'ala's support. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.